Whoa, lots of menopause texts. Huh, who needs enemies? Perfectly plausible argument from interviewee. Constantly interrupted by Kim. Misogyny rules. As a primary teacher that went through the change, says another, it was very challenging with no support. I went to part-time and eventually stopped. I'm now about to go back to full-time, having got through the other side, as I feel I had so much experience to contribute. It would have been so much better if menopause were openly talked about and supports were available. Well done. My exact sentiment, says another. Too many people now are jumping on the poor me bandwagon. From a 76-year-old woman who did not sail through the change, but simply got on with it. Somebody says, what about andropause? Men too have midlife crises. Oh, for goodness sake, says another. When I went through the worst of my hot flushes, I was in front of a classroom of some pretty rough, deprived teenagers. I just told them I was going through menopause. And after that, the kids would just laugh every time I had to stop and fan myself, saying things like, another hot flush, eh, miss? They were great. Women need to normalise this, after all. Any who don't just need reminding that it's due to our functioning bodies that they have life. The wonderful Diana and Nelson, the wonderful late Catherine Whitehorn, columnist of The Observer, once said, when the question was put to her about women being grumpy or less efficient at certain times in the workplace, well, men have these moods and crises too, but women have pills that will treat it. Let's go with that thought. And, oh, somebody, Dr. Melanie, says, I'm helping out at a vaccination centre in Ashburton, and the queues are out the door. Feel free to let me know how you're getting on in your various places with regard to vaccination. A couple of emails. Christine says, I am the healthiest person I know. This goes to a question I was asking of Ashley Bloomfield earlier this morning. I am the healthiest person I know. I have a strong immune system. I never get sick. I feel I would cope with most sickness coming my way. But this COVID-19 is not about me. It's about us. It takes all of us to get this anything like under control. So I have rolled up my sleeve and I have had both my shots. It won't hurt me. I wish others would just get on with it and help us all. And Frank says, last week I spoke to a young woman, I guess in her mid-20s, who said that she would not get vaccinated. Why not? I asked. Her response was personal choice. And the reason, her only response was personal choice. Sounds familiar. Not getting a flu vaccine each year is a personal choice. Not getting a tetanus vaccine every 10 years or after a dog bite is a personal choice. Running around with a fully loaded gun and killing people at random is unacceptable. Running around with COVID-19 and infecting people at random is also totally unacceptable. Therefore, not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is not a personal choice.